You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage from this great event. And one of the highlights is our conversation every year with the gentleman who we're about to talk with.
Yep. And it's just one after another that we get. But this guy, I remember, we had a nice chat pre-show here about airport follies.
Oh, gosh, one of those conversations.
So we're gonna stay away from the airport conversations. Let's stick on water technology.
So we'll move away, get rid of those questions. And welcome back to the show, Rick Van Sant, the president and CEO of UV Pure. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here. Really appreciate being asked back.
Oh, well, we wouldn't have it any other way. Rick, before we get into our conversation, take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about UV Pure. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
UV Pure Technologies, it's in its 12th commercial year now. We make differentiated disinfection technology that uses UV energy to deactivate pathogens, virus, cysts, bacteria, and so forth, to make water safe for drinking, or wastewater safe to put back in the environment, or process water safe for whatever it's used for. So the company has about 14,000 applications on site now globally. It's an award winner, Going Green Global 200, Artemis Top 50, Canadian Drinking Water Association, Frost and Sullivan Awards, well-recognized where it's known.
We're limited on time. You don't have to go through the entire award
list. I can't stop. This is my favorite question.
Well, I know another one of your favorite topics is water reuse, and it's something we're hearing more and more about. So talk a little more specifically about applications in that arena.
Your observation's a good one. It's probably the fastest-growing vertical niche for us, which would be our technology used in conjunction with others to treat gray water or rainwater or process water to reuse, therefore limiting the amount of freshwater source that needs to be captured and increasing the efficiency of the whole process. In fact, we won the, I can't stop.
Go
I can't
ahead.
Help myself.
All right, go ahead.
We won the,
we're going to turn this
the award for innovation in Canada for a system that treats rainwater, but in addition to being used for gray water purposes, treats it to potable standards. So it's actually reinjected into a drinking water system, one of very few in North America, but that's becoming much more common in other parts of the world where there's more water stress. Coming soon to an area near you. Thanks very much.
So we've had a handful of conversations today with some others in the UV industry, and they're all amazing conversations, and what's the future is so exciting. I mean, do you see the UV industry continuing to grow and change in the coming years?
I think it's growing with respect to, you know, everyone else that's here. Nothing grows terribly quickly in the water space. It's very, as you would imagine, resistant to change. It's risk averse for all good reasons. But if you take the category of technologies loosely called disinfection, chlorine, UV, ozonation, membrane technologies, they're all growing. UV is thought to be growing more quickly than others because of some of its advantages. So it's a qualified yes. There are innovations happening. There's lots of research and some application work being done around LED lamps for disinfection. Mm-hmm. And, certainly that's coming. There's some work being done around RNA and DNA-based disinfection as well, and some, you know, enabled technology using UV energy to break up long strings of carbon-based chemicals like pharmas. Mm-hmm. Lots of innovation. I don't think we're going to see, and this is maybe because I've been doing this what seems to me for so long at this point, but the industry is not particularly enamored with the notion of disruptive technology. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll see evolutionary change all to the good.
Different aspect of the same question. What industries and industry niches do you think are most able to take advantage of the UV technologies?
One of the big trends globally is a move away from extremely large, capital-intensive, centralized plants, the conventional sorts of approach where you bring water to a plant to have it treated or take water away from a plant after it's been treated through miles and miles and miles of expensive pipe infrastructure. And the alternative, and where the world's moving, is distributed treatment. So smaller plants that are closer to where either drinking water is needed or wastewater is created before it's put back in the environment. So in the context of smaller treatment, then treating processed water, treating water that's sprayed, whether it's for irrigation or for cleaning or used in washes like car washes or industrial washes, all of that water used to just be put into the environment. It's now being processed and treated before that happens, or for irrigation purposes before water is sprayed on an environment for ag or for cleaning, so you don't get pathogens just growing on water that's sprayed, untreated, and left. So I'd say rainwater treatment, gray water reuse applications, and small wastewater treatment applications where we're replacing either water being put directly back into the environment or the old sort of septic system approach.
All right. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Water Online Radio, which have won 0 awards. Unlike today's guest, Rick Van Sant of UV Pure. Rick, UV, how does it compare with chlorine and other disinfectants? I mean, should it be considered a replacement to those or a supplement? Walk us through that.
So the answer to the question of whether it's a replacement or a supplement is yes. It's both. And quite often, chlorine and UV are used in combination. UV has tremendous advantages because it's very effective against virtually all pathogens, where chlorine, for example, does not disinfect or deactivate cysts like Cryptosporidium or Giardia. Can't get through that hard shell on the outside. But UV does it quite easily. UV's disadvantage is it has no residual. So the water is deactivated when it leaves the UV system, but if it's contaminated 20 miles down a pipe, then there's nothing the UV can do to have treated that. So often UV is used, and then a little bit of chlorine can be put in. So less chemical, less costly, less dangerous, because chlorine is related to creation of carcinogens. So that's a nice combination. In small applications, it is a replacement.
Talk a little bit about obstacles. What are some of the things that are slowing down the acceptance and implementation of UV?
Well, I think this is a comment that's probably relevant to the entire industry, and I sort of referred to it before, but it's a very risk-averse industry that's resistant to change. And UV is, in spite of the fact that it's the first patents were in the 1890s, is still considered a relatively new technology. And, you know, until probably the 90s, exactly how it worked was really less understood than perhaps how other technologies worked. So in my view, the biggest barriers would be the either resistance to change or the relative slowness with which change takes place at the regulatory level, which drives pretty much everything else in the industry. That's starting to change. We're seeing more rapid adoption. Some of the EPA regulations that are now requiring UV, for instance, to treat cysts, are starting to improve the speed with which it's being adopted. And it's no longer considered, you know, a sort of a fairy dust kind of technology. It's accepted as the best available technology for disinfection, period.
Well, you're exhibiting here at ACE 14. What are your goals and objectives? I mean, I'm assuming you've just partly answered the question. It's just continue that education of what UV is all about.
Yeah, I mean, we're still considered a new company after 14 years. And it's amazing to me how many new faces and new companies we're introduced to at these shows. So all good from that point of view. We're looking forward to walking away with new relationships that, who knows, might one day result in a purchase order.
Understood. Rick, one thing we haven't touched on is the financial impact of the UV technology. How can it, I mean, are there reduced implementation expenses? Are there revenues, operational savings, maintenance savings?
It's a very efficient technology compared to others. So lower cost and more effective. And that combination is a pretty powerful combination in the marketplace.
All right. Well, Rick, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, where can people go to learn more about UV Pure?
Well, they can certainly go to our website, which is www.uvpure.com. That's probably the best place to find out about us.
All right. Rick Van Sant, the president and CEO of UV Pure. As always, Rick, good to see you. Thanks for stopping
by. Thank you
by.
So much, guys.
All right.
Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from Ace 14. We'll be right back.